Increasing access to quality education is a key objective of the government. To that end, the Ministry of Education and the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JASIF, recently entered a partnership to refurbish and expand 9 schools in rural communities. We'll tell you more about the initiative in this program. Thanks for your company.
This investment here speaks to the priority being placed on rural development by government through investment in rural education. We are reminded that more than 60% of the underserved and poor resides in the rural area. Investments in education in these parts will represent sure returns in the future.
Managing Director of the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JASIF, Scarlett Gillings. The 9 schools benefiting under the project are the Clarence Brim, Dutch Hill, Ulster Spring and Raymond Notice Basic Schools in Trelawney, Austin Primary, Bethlehem All Age and Aberdeen Primary and Junior High Schools in St. Elizabeth, Glendevon Primary and Junior High in St. James, and the Maypen School of Special Education for Children with Intellectual Disabilities in Clarendon. A total of $160 million will be spent to carry out the works at the schools, with funding being provided by the Caribbean Development Bank through its community investment project managed by JASIF. The works will be carried out over 4 months and will see the construction of sanitary facilities to replace pit latrines or upgraded sewerage facilities, expansion of classrooms and extensive renovation of school buildings. However, in the case of the Ulster Spring Basic School, a completely new school facility is being constructed.
Ulster Spring Basic School, this is also in Trelawney. The scope of work involves the construction of a new school to include 3 classrooms, sanitation block, sick bay, kitchen, administrative area, provision of classroom equipment, provision of water storage equipment, and the construction of equipping and play area.
General Manager for Civil Works and Infrastructure at JASIF, Andrew Nita. Other infrastructural works include the upgrading of play areas, construction of perimeter fencing, removal of partitions for classrooms, and extensive electrical installations. Age-appropriate facilities and furniture will also be introduced at the basic schools. Facilities for persons with disabilities will be constructed at all schools.
For all the projects mentioned, access to persons with disability is addressed. Ramps will be in place, as well as appropriate stalls to available for sanitation blocks.
And to ensure that the schools are well cared for, both staff and community members will receive specialized training.
We will be providing maintenance training to the community and to the teachers and the students. There will also be a WASH training, which is a water, sanitation and hygiene training for the community.
Speaking on behalf of the schools, Principal of Aberdeen Primary and Junior High, Milbert Miller, says the students will be more than pleased with their new surroundings come September morning when classes resume.
But when September morning comes and the students approach our institution, they will breathe a new breath of freshness because they will be seeing that long waited for change in their classroom environment.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites has commended the Caribbean Development Bank and JASIF for their commitment to improving the quality of education delivered in rural communities. The minister says upon completion of the works, he expects fewer families to be migrating to more urbanized communities in search of quality education.
And so it's very, very important that we have appropriate education institutions and that you don't have to travel multiple kilometers to find a good school for your children. And we're asking the communities there and the parents not to have red eye for the other institutions far away, but to embrace their local institutions, support it.
Increasing access to education at all levels remains a key strategic objective of the government and is part of plans to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.